on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Emma, thanks again for taking the time.
Steve, it's great to be with you.
Well, what a great day so many of us had yesterday, the National Day of Prayer, and a focus on the semi-quincentennial and blessing 250 years of America. Were you busy yesterday with different activities, Emma?
You know, sadly, in Pittsburgh, they did not have as big of a celebration for National Day of Prayer, but we did have a great time set aside at the seminary where my husband goes. So we got a little taste of it yesterday with believers around the world.
Very nice. Well, I tell you, one of the things that encourages me, there's a program that I watch over the weekend with Tony Perkins on the Salem News Channel. That regularly has the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, on, and he does not shy away from his faith. And yesterday was no exception, as we find in an article at dailysignal.com. Emma, what can you tell us?
Well, yesterday, Mike Johnson and then Urban Secretary, I believe his name is Taylor, if I have that right. Yeah, Scott Turner, so close, opened up the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. And let me just tell you, it was an incredibly moving experience by all accounts. The first thing that I've really just been reflecting on and thanking the Lord for, Steve, is just imagine how different the 250th celebration would be if we didn't have President Trump in office, or if we didn't have a Republican who really valued faith and Christianity in office. I think it would be such a dark or just tepid celebration. And it's so incredible to me that some of our nation's top leaders are setting aside this 250th year to truly dedicate it to the Lord and honor and thank him for the incredible legacy that he's blessed us with. In many ways, the American founding is a Protestant Christian founding, and is certainly one that speaks and praises the glory of God and his providence throughout so many years. So the theme of this year's National Day of Prayer that was celebrated yesterday comes from 1 Chronicles 16:24, which says, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples." And what an incredible verse to proclaim and make the theme of this 250th celebration the entire year that we have. And in particular, one of Mike Johnson's quotes that I thought was really moving that this Daily Signal article highlighted was he said that God calls us to be faithful and proclaim his good deeds on this anniversary. Particularly, we have a great opportunity. We should use the entire year as a teachable moment to pass along to the next generations of Americans who we are, what we're about, and why we are in this great country. So what a beautiful call to action for us today to not only celebrate and worship the Lord for his goodness toward us, but then turn around and teach the next generation of the Lord's faithfulness. Because to have the great 250 years that we have had, the only way we're going to have another 250 years is if we continue to remember the Lord as we've done.
Hey, real quick, you know, I kind of highlighted how much I've appreciated the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and you mentioned HUD Secretary Scott Turner. For those who don't know, he's a former NFL player, also served as an associate pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. That may sound familiar to the KLYT listener, as Jack Graham on PowerPoint is heard daily at 10:30 in the morning, evenings at 7 o'clock. But so much appreciate him sharing his faith and encouraging us in the 75th National Day of Prayer. 75 years this has been going on. And actually, Emma, another point of, I guess, notice would be, you know, this was during Truman's administration. And to, you know, to see where the Democratic Party has come since then. Although there are those in the Democratic Party and you know, liberals who are really starting to wake up and see some of the problems that we're having in our country, and you know what's happened with the family, which actually we'll be talking about on another show next week. Just a really encouraging day. I was talking to you off the air about the local celebration here in Albuquerque, End Time of Prayer, but in The Civic Plaza, just outside City Hall in downtown Albuquerque. There were church leaders, and this event put together by the Big C Church through an organization called Love NM. But it included, you know, national worship leaders, local worship leaders from all around the city, and actually Edward Graham, grandson of Billy Graham, son of Franklin Graham, and a West Point graduate, took time to share his thoughts as well. So it was, and really a lot of family fun, the food trucks and the family fun center and all kinds of other things, but a great opportunity to celebrate yesterday. But you know, we should be reminded, Emma, that doesn't need to stop just because we're past the National Day of Prayer. We should routinely be praying for our local and national and worldwide leaders on a regular basis.
Absolutely right. One of the things that I love about the Anglican Church of North America, so not the Church of England, but they have this beautiful Book of Common Prayer used for daily family worship, which my family and I use multiple times each week. And every single day, amongst all the prayers, there's a prayer for our nation's leaders, our state's leaders, and even our borough's leaders, our local government. And so every single day, we are offering up a prayer for our president and everyone on down, that they would be faithful and God-fearing leaders and pursue righteousness and punish evil. And it's not something that I grew up doing or even did really before we got married, but it's made such a difference even in how we approach the day and approach the news and approach our work in politics, that we've already begun the day with that foundation of prayer for our leaders. And then just seeing the Lord, just seeing how the Lord works through that perspective has been such a blessing. So something that I highly encourage even to listeners, if that's not something that's part of your daily devotion, just taking 30 seconds to pray for our leaders every day, I can go such a long way, not only in our heart orientation towards the nation and towards politics, but certainly in asking the Lord to bless all that is being done and all the decisions that are being made day by day.
I love that resource. Another resource I'd offer up is the National Day of Prayer's website. Just do a search for the National Day of Prayer. You'll find their website, and they will certainly have prayer points for you that you can use on a daily basis for the next 365 days as we head towards the next National Day of Prayer. We've been visiting with Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and taking information from an article posted at the Daily Signal. You'll find that at dailysignal.com. Emma, thanks again for your time. And thanks again for your commitment to prayer. So much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.